This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today there's a summit, a conference on hunger, nutrition, and health hosted by the White House. The last gathering like this was back in 1969, and it led to some of the major anti-hunger programs that still exist in this country, including food stamps, called SNAP now, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. More than 40 million people got SNAP benefits last year, but anti-hunger advocates say there are still many ways that program could be improved. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
SNAP is the largest anti-hunger program in the country. Rachel Sisnocek at the Second Harvest Heartland Food Bank in Minnesota says it's also the most effective.
Just in terms of reach and the number of people who have access to SNAP, it's kind of unparalleled.
But there are still a lot of people who aren't getting benefits and should be. In part, she says, because the process of applying is confusing and cumbersome.
Typically, you have to fill out a paper form, you have to print it off, sign it, fax it.
During the pandemic, the federal government made the application process easier, Sisnocek says. It also temporarily expanded access to SNAP and increased benefit amounts. Going forward,
a big step would be looking at some of the changes that were made during the pandemic and making those changes permanent.
In addition to that, Jerome Nathaniel at the City Harvest Food Bank in New York says raising the income threshold would make a big difference.
The income eligibility for SNAP is very low. Many families that are struggling to make ends meet may not be eligible for SNAP.
There are also a lot of people who aren't eligible because they're undocumented, he says. Changing that would also go a long way towards reducing food insecurity. Ultimately, though, Park Wilde at the Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy at Tufts says ending hunger is going to take more than just expanding SNAP and other food assistance programs.
I think we're doing very well using our nutrition assistance programs to reduce hunger and food insecurity, but I also think further progress could require us to think more broadly about where does nutrition assistance policy fit into a broader anti-poverty strategy.
One example, he says, in 2021, the federal government temporarily expanded the child tax credit. That wasn't a nutrition assistance program, but research shows it helped reduce food insecurity. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.